This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about all the naysayers of Donald Trump, but it got me thinking along another track. And so my first question was, well, where's John Brennan in his lawsuit on these security clearances? And my question to you is, do you think Brennan will actually sue? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, because I'm going to make you a bet that John Brennan doesn't sue. In fact, I'm going to give you odds of 99 to 1. For every $100 you bet, you win $9,900. He will not sue. It'll open up a can of worms for him. And let me tell you what the problem is with John Brennan. He's been outed as a communist. The man voted as a communist. He is a Muslim sympathizer. Islam is, some people say he practices Islam. And now people are beginning to question how he ever got a security clearance in the first place, much less what clown would give him, make him the head of the CIA. I think you know the answer to that last part. That clown is Barack Obama. My next question to you is, where is Michael Wolff, the guy who wrote Fire and Fury? Have you heard anything about him? Let me play a clip that was on when he was on Morning Joe. And he got kicked off the program. Here's the clip.
I'm sorry. This is awkward. You're here on the set with us, but we're done. Michael Wolff, thank you. We're going to go to break now. Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.
Now, here's what led to the kicking off of Michael Wolff off of Morning Joe. I mean, if you can get kicked off an MSNBC program because they find you to be distasteful or in some cases a lie. And I played a CBS clip where he was outed as a liar. And maybe we'll get to that clip. Maybe you can look that up while we're playing this one. But he's persona non grata. But here's the rest of the clip leading up to where he gets kicked off.
Do you regret inferring anything about Nikki Haley?
I didn't infer anything about Nikki Haley. What I inferred was that the president is that many of the people around the president believe he is still involved with various women.
That you might be having a fun time playing a little game, dancing around this, but you're slurring a woman. It's disgraceful. You're on the set of Morning Joe. We don't BS here.
Welcome back. This is Kevin Jackson Show, Michael Brzezinski. We don't BS. We're serious journalists over here, buddy. You just watch yourself, Mr. Michael Wolff. So here's what I did. I did a little more research on Michael Wolff, and here's what I'm going to tell you. I just Googled him. You can do it yourself if you don't believe me. And the last thing that I saw of his was February 26th, actually April 11th, and I've got the clip here right in front of me, and here's what it says. February 26th, 2018, this was Washington Post. Michael Wolff is crumbling before our eyes. This is not the Washington Times. This is the Washington Post, a very left-leaning group. Here's one. This is the Washington Post again. It's the Michael Wolff self-destruction tour. That was on February the 1st. The 26th, they asked if he was crumbling before their very eyes. On April 11th, the Washington Post wrote, "Oh, poor Michael Wolff." That was it. Now, here's what I can also tell you about, "Oh, poor Michael Wolff." He hasn't tweeted since June 24th. He's gone. Is he in witness protection? Can somebody find Michael Wolff? Michael, can you hear me? Has he been kidnapped? Is he in witness protection? No, he's been outed as a liar. I don't know how many books he sold initially. I'm gonna look that number up. I do know how many Omarosa sold. In her first week, she sold 34,000 books. That is a heck of a way to come out of the block. I don't know what her advance was. I'm going to guess probably $1 million to $2 million. But she sold 34,000 out of the block. But I'm going to make you a bet that that number drops off precipitously in week two. It won't be higher. It will be significantly lower. And here's what I'm going to make you a bet. Omarosa will not sell more than 500,000 books. That's what I believe. Now, To put it in perspective, there are people out there that will sell 2 million books. Glenn Beck used to drop a book, he'd sell a million, minimum 2 million. Sarah Palin's book sold in the millions. Many of these books do very well. 34,000 out of the gate, good number. Made her number two on the New York Times bestseller. Not a peep out of her in the last week. Now you could say, well, Kevin, she got caught up in all the other news cycles. Okay, but if you're gonna put your stake your future on the fact that Donald Trump is unhinged, that he's a racist and all these other things that the Democrats have bet into, why are they no longer really betting on Omarosa? Why did they move back to Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, knowing the poll numbers don't suggest that those are good things to hang their hats on? I was looking at a Rasmussen poll, and people don't care about Manafort or Cohen. They care about their 501ks. So I just want to recap. Where are these people? John Brennan went on the Bill Maher show, and he says Trump is trying to divide the nation, blah, blah, blah. No coverage. Nobody takes him seriously. Michael Wolff of Fire and Fury, gone. I mean, hasn't said a peep for months. John Brennan will soon be in the same boat. Omarosa, Maginot, I want you to fast forward 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month from now, and ask yourself, how much are you going to be talking about Omarosa? What's she going to be doing? Other than trying to milk this for all it's worth, she's gone. Look at the numbers next week on her book. It's not going to be a geometric drop. It's going to be a decaying line of exponential proportions. And eventually, she's going to go away. And people are going to learn she's one of the next series of liars. They call her one of the black KKK infiltrators of the Trump administration. Good luck with that. Particularly on the heels of Donald Trump creating, 400% more black businesses in a year and a half than in the previous year. Donald Trump has created 400% more black entrepreneurs, people willing to step out and go into business for themselves, than Barack Obama. I'll get the full story for you because it's worth delving into. Yet again, racist Donald Trump proving that more opportunities are coming for blacks with him than in anybody else. And let me tell you, when they get these microloan programs going and things like this, you're gonna really see some success rates begin to happen in the black community. So where are these people? What are they gonna do when the veil, is the truth is revealed? I should say. Where are they gonna be? We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Doing sort of a where are they now in relationship to the people that have attacked Donald Trump. So I could ask this of Gloria Allred and all the bimbos that supposedly were with when the Me Too movement was going after Donald Trump and trying to get him to step down like they got Al Franken and many others. But of course, the Congressional Black Caucus circus clowns, the abusers there didn't, except for John Conyers. Now, let's face it, John Conyers has one foot on the grave and the other on a banana peel anyway. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you listening to? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. John Brennan, where is he now? He's on late-night comedian shows like Bill Maher saying that Donald Trump is the third worst thing that's happened to the Republic. You think anybody's buying that? There are people listening to that going, are you out of your mind? Shut up. An outed communist that never should have been given a security clearance. Where is he? I ask the question, where is Michael Wolff? Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury, the guy whose book was going to, he had an inside view of the White House. And then when they started questioning him, people started going, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Did you speak members of the president's cabinet for this book?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
And did you speak with the vice president?
I did not.
When was the last time you spoke with the president for this book?
You know, as I've said all along here, and the White House seems very focused on this, and I've spent about 3 hours talking to the president over the course of the campaign, the transition, and in the White House. But the important point I want to make is that this book is not about my impression of the president. I came into this with no agenda. I continue to have no political
agenda. Fair enough. But it reads like a running narrative. Like, as you say, you were a semi-permanent spot. You were a fly on the wall in the White House. But
exactly.
It does also read like your main source is Steve Bannon. Would it be correct to sort of say that?
It would be not correct. He's a very large source here, but there are many, many, many.
You have written it's worse than anybody thought, that he's mentally unstable, that he's an idiot.
Okay, I did not say he's mentally unstable. I would not be qualified to do this. I'd say I have merely described, and mostly not my impressions, the impressions of other people, of the people he deals with.
The president denies he ever spoke with you for this book at all.
Well, I think he probably had no idea he was speaking to me for this book. When I would meet the president in the White House, we would chat as though we were friends. And that was
what... But that's not an interview to greet someone and say hello. I mean, that's not a journalistic exercise.
Yeah, you said 3 hours. You'd spend 3 hours with him.
Well, first, I have sat down with the president for an extended periods of interviews. But there's other periods in which, and that's essentially what he's saying. They're trying to parse this and saying, oh, I didn't know that I was speaking to him when I saw him in the White House.
Just to clarify, the White House says the last time they have a record of you meeting with President Trump was February 2017. That's just barely 100 days into his presidency. Did you interview him after that date?
Let's separate this out.
For those of you keeping score, Donald Trump, 5. Everybody else, 0. I don't know what the number is, but I know Trump is not losing. So I just want to ask a very simple question. Where are they? Where are these people, that the detractors? Go back and look at any of these anti-Trumpers, the Jonah Goldbergs, the Guy Bensons, the Shapiros, the Bill Kristols, etc. Where are they? What's the bow tie guy? George Will. Where are they? More credibility, less credibility. I don't know what the Daily Wire is doing in Shapiro, but I'll tell you this. His star has fallen dramatically. Since a year ago, he was the belle of the ball, the talk of the town. He was the version of Candace Owens, maybe bigger. I don't know. I don't keep score myself. But I'll tell you, he's dropped precipitously because, and look, I don't know if he's, you know, bitten the bullet and decided he's going to get on the Trump train. He does to some degree. But I watch these guys, and they aren't on it to the degree that the average American is. It says, look, stop with this intelligentsia. Stop with this highbrow, you know, this thing that where you want people, for us ordinary folks, to have this ideal of what the presidency is supposed to mean when we're watching a guy do it. And we don't care what his circumstances. That's like saying there's a guy that's going to come over and help you study, and he comes over in a suit and tie, and you go, wow, he's such an intellectual. Or the guy that comes over, or girl, is going to help you study, and they're in sweats. But the person in sweats says, okay, let's go to work. And the person who's, you know, highbrow and all haughty is the one who's saying, well, listen, let me give you my credentials. I don't need your stupid credentials. So where are they? Where's Stormy Daniels? She's one of the bimbo eruptions that occurred. The chick who supposedly slept with Donald Trump, non-President Trump, years ago. Where is she? Back on a pole somewhere does anybody give a crap? America, right? What about her attorney? Well, when he's not filing for bankruptcy or broke, he's claiming he's going to run for president because he's got the best shot. And you know what the left is doing? They're believing him. They're giving him credence. Where is he? Where's James Comey? How's his career going? Is he a professor or is he teaching ethics at some college, or how's that working out for him? What about Eric Holder? How's his career going? What about Barack Obama? He's supposed to be the next best thing since sliced bread. Who would think that he would leave the presidency with all of the hoopla surrounding him, and you haven't heard jack about what he's doing? Oh, he's with Organizing for America. Valerie Jarrett's living with him, and they've got a compound in D.C. To do what? Somebody explain it to me. To do what? Are all these people that are supposedly so interesting to the left that all have some dirt on Donald Trump? Where are they? What's going on with them? Did they all get soaked up in the media frenzy surrounding Trump's supposed bad week? Because Rasmussen polling doesn't bode well for the Democrats, as the American public doesn't care about Cohen. They don't care about Manafort. They care about their 401ks. They care about their jobs. Voters say they're more likely to get, that Trump is more likely to get elected in 2020, and they've rejected the impeachment strategy. That's Rasmussen. And I don't consider, it's a tracking poll, but I don't consider Rasmussen that great of a poll. I think it's been off. It was off during the elections. 46% they say approve of Donald Trump, 54% disapprove. You might look at that and go, oh, that's really bad. I don't believe so. I don't believe that poll. I think Donald Trump could add 10 to him at any point, first of all, and we'd be fine with that. So he's probably in the 56% range. But at this point in their presidencies, here's something you may not know. Trump is actually doing better than Barack Obama. Obama was on a steady drift downward, and Trump is on a steady trajectory upward. Voters confident about America remaining prosperous and powerful. That was a Rasmussen poll for this week. These are emotional issues, folks, not empirical issues. They feel more prosperous, they feel it, and they feel that America is more powerful. These are dangerous things for the Democrats to be trying to take into the blue wave, if you will, of the midterms, because, let's face it, that's not going to happen. I said it before, I'll say it again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The first of 5 days of memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain started today in Arizona, where he became only the third person to lie in the state capitol in 40 years. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey reflects on Arizona without Senator McCain.
To the rest of the world,
John McCain was Arizona. When all of us here traveled and told people we were from Arizona, people knew two big things about it: John McCain and the Grand Canyon. Imagining Arizona without John McCain is like picturing an Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural.
Federal immigration agents are still trying to sort things out as they detained over 100 people suspected of using fraudulent identification documents to get jobs at a Texas trailer manufacturer. The raid occurred after ICE received information that the company was hiring people illegally using fraudulent identification. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was in San Francisco a few months ago, the nation's largest outdoor homeless shelter, San Francisco. You ever been there? Housing with homeless guys. They have their own newspaper there. You ever seen that? They do it in a lot of cities. San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. Yeah, homeless guy newspaper. It's called, like, some street sheets. Yeah. You ever read one? Me neither. I want to read one. Because it's got to be crazy. I should have bought one. Like, what are the homeless guys writing about? Extra, extra. Read all about it. Kleenex boxes make excellent shoes in a pinch. Turn to page 12 for our 53-day weather forecast. The weather every day will be inescapable.
The world of the homeless. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Never been homeless. I've been poor, but not so poor that I didn't have a roof over my head. I can certainly sympathize with those that have been homeless because I know them. Some of them are in my family. I wasn't aware of their homelessness at the time and maybe couldn't have done anything much about it to begin with. But I do know what, to some degree, what it's like, and I've imagined it. You ever, one time I threatened to run away, my grandmother says, go. She says, I'll pack your bag for you. I'm going. And I remember I was young. I was a little kid. And I walked out of the house. I mean, it was 2 miles to the gate where the highway was from our house. I got about 30 feet down the dirt road and remembered, you know, I have no money, no food, no nothing. And I remember thinking, this is not exactly a well-thought-out plan, right? And people probably don't think about it. We had a young lady that worked for us, this company, years ago, and she got divorced. It was a horrible divorce. Loses her home. Has to sleep in her car with two daughters. It was a short amount of time before, you know, she got family to take her in. But even that short amount of time, your life changes dramatically. You start thinking differently. Right? Think about, I mean, the little bit of thought I put into it, I remember asking myself, where would I shower? Where would I clean up? And I thought, you know what? I'd go to truck stops. But then, do you have a car? Can you put gas in your car? How much money do you have? Okay, well, I'll clean up at a convenience store. You know, go commandeer the bathroom for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, go in to put the soap under your arms and clean yourself up, whatever, to be presentable. would you know where to go for food all the time? I mean, I'm telling you this right now. If I were homeless, I'd be at the outside of a supermarket where they have, you know, foods, and I would be waiting for the throwaway foods at there. Same with restaurants. At one point when I contemplated how to help the homeless, I went to friends of mine who are restaurateurs and said, hey, guys, how much food do you throw away a night? They said, well, Kev, we try to give it to the staff. You know, we take it home, whatever, we eat it. But, you know, and they go, that's pretty bad planning, you know, when we have too much left over. But we always have something. I go, what do you do with it? They go, we throw it away. I go, hey, well, could I come by and get it and give it to the homeless or whatever? And they go, nah, you can't. I said, why not? They said, because we would get sued. If anything happened to the homeless, they got sick for any reason, and it was blamed on us, big time problem. So the city says, you got to throw it out. Now it's the same food that you and I have gone to the restaurant and bought. They go, nope, we got to throw it away. So the only way you could do it is if you did it illegally. You could go and say, you know, I'm going to take all that food, I'm going to set it up. But as soon as somebody knows you're doing it for the city, somebody's going to narc on you. Get this, for feeding the homeless. This is how it works. It's a sad, it's an amazing tragedy, an ironic tragedy, that the thing that could get some of these people on their feet, you know, put food in their belly, especially when it's really cold, when you really need good sustenance, these guys are tossing food. It's illegal to help. We helped a Navy veteran, who had to pay a $500 fine for dumpster diving to feed himself in the city of Houston, Texas. It is illegal to dumpster dive for anything. To feed yourself or anything. I don't know if it's for everything. I've seen people digging through there to get, you know, like these guys that are not hoarders, but they pick stuff up to sell later on. Which, by the way, based on the show I watch, what's it called? These guys run around picking up stuff, pickers. Yeah, that was the hint, right? Picking up stuff. These guys make a fortune, some of them. People don't even realize what they're throwing away. But in some municipalities, it's illegal to dumpster dive, and it certainly was illegal to dumpster dive for food for a 14-year Navy vet who was down on his luck trying to go see his daughter in California, and he had made it to Texas, coming up from Texas. It floors me. And the government says the only people who can help are us. They're the ones that say we are the only ones who are authorized to help. Now, the government, you would think that somebody would be smart enough in their thinking to say, well, look, all these restaurants are giving away food. How about we give a discount, you know, some sort of a tax break to the restaurants or making sure these meals are prepared, and then we'll gather up the food from the end of the evening, save it for a day or two or whatever, and then we'll just set it up to where we can make sure we feed the homeless. Surely, one would think that we could set something up that would be worthy of our time, right? How much food goes to waste every day throughout the world? Think about it. And where do you think most of it goes to waste? If you said the United States, you'd probably be right. These industrialized countries, we waste more food than you can imagine. I'll be honest, I'm a prude when it comes to onions and tomatoes and stuff like that. I won't use a tomato where it starts to look white. You know what I mean? Where when I cut a tomato, it's got to be, like meat. And as soon as I get any resistance where the root sort of comes in, I'm done. With an onion, same thing. I only use the middle part of an onion. I don't use the sides and all. I cut the best pieces of the onion. And it's true of any fruit or vegetable. I'm a cooking prude. You will know if you eat a salad of mine, you're not going to get that, you know, that white part of a tomato. That has no flavor. It's nothing. It might as well be gristle. Anyway, this is what I want to talk about. Homeless now, they want to give these barcode readers to barcode things too. And I saw a picture of them. When I first saw homeless barcodes, I thought they were putting it like on their arm or their neck or something. No, it's a badge on a lanyard. And they say, why not make it even easier, you know, to give money to the homeless? So they have this barcode, and you can go up with your smartphone and scan it and put money on a homeless person's tab. Have you heard of this? You guys heard? Yeah, I can put it on your tab. That's what the new barcode does. They wear it around their neck. You scan the badge with your smartphone, and it donates to their account. And I said, when I saw this, I said, when a government can't get rid of the homeless, the problem, they give you a gimmick. It's not that the government doesn't steal enough of your money, enough to feed the entire world probably twice over. Now they want to make it easier for you to give on top of that. My suspicion is it's probably not even tax deductible, but who knows? This article was in the Telegraph in the UK. This is where they're doing it. Homeless people are wearing barcodes around their neck in an attempt to increase donations in a cashless society. See, when the homeless people come up to you before, you could go, I got no cash on me. And they'd be like, oh, okay, well, all right, whatever, thanks, man. But now they say, oh, hold on, I got my barcode. Just scan your phone. Make a donation of a buck or two. They call it the Oxford University. It's an Oxford University initiative. That's not what they call it, but that's where it was. A new social innovation project called Greater Change hands homeless people a QR code similar to the kind issued for online tickets. Yeah. Passersby who wish to give money, who may not have any change in their pocket, can scan the code using a smartphone, make an online payment to the person. It says the donation goes into an account which is managed by a caseworker who ensures that the money is spent on agreed targets such as saving for a rental deposit or a new passport. The problem we're trying to solve here is that we live in an increasingly cashless society, as well as this, when people give, they worry about where the money might be spent on. So the solution we've come up with is a giving mechanism through your smartphone with a restrictive fund. Now, I say they haven't thought it through, because I foresee a lot of homeless victims of crimes. See, once I see you've worked all day panhandling, I'm just going to go snatch your lanyard and use your funds to get my crack, whatever I'm going to buy. Now, they say you scan it on your phone, a profile appears, tells you more about their circumstances, how they became homeless, what their job used to be, and it's a trial that they're trying in Oxford. I see this wrought with problems, but you know what? If somebody thinks this will work, good luck. Good try. Godspeed, homie.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
A while back, Kamala Harris tweeted, "Years from now, people will ask us where we were in this moment. We don't want the answer to be how we felt. We want the answer to be what we did." And she was speaking of children being torn apart, ripped apart at the border. I think years from now, they're going to be asking a very different question. They're going to be asking the question of how a country could have a group of people who don't care about its citizens to the degree that they will allow people to come over and commit heinous crimes and do nothing. I think that's what they're going to be talking about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're talking immigration, but we're not talking legal immigration. We never talk legal immigration. We always talk illegal immigration. And when we talk illegal immigration, and it goes sideways on the left, as in the death of Molly Tibbetts, killed at the hands of an illegal, as in the death of Kate Steinle, killed at the hands of an illegal, and as the death of the thousands of others who every year are accosted or in some way, a crime is committed at the hands of illegals, and the left didn't want to ignore it. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Joe Posobiec said this. Did you know last year Mexico deported 82,000 illegal immigrants? Mexico uses X-ray technology and canine units on their southern border. They use military police to patrol and detain illegal immigrants in the border regions. And no one calls Mexico racist. I wonder if I would love to hear the reports of the number of illegal Americans living in other countries who are committing heinous crimes. Driving while intoxicated, driving under the influence, theft, murder, rape. Anybody got those statistics? I'd love to see them. Anybody got statistics on the number of Americans who go to other countries and get in terrorist training camps and look to commit mayhem in those countries? I would love to see the left produce this data. Another thing that was said in my Twitter feed was, if illegals are here for our jobs, why are so many on welfare? I think that's a legitimate question. We're always worried about somebody else, and we aren't worried about ourselves. But when it's convenient for Democrats, they want to worry about us. For example, when they say, oh, look at America's little children, look at America's widows and orphans and whatever else. But when it comes to illegals, they ignore our widows and orphans. They ignore our teenage kids that are off to college to do better. They ignore the issues surrounding America for the sake of something else, for the sake of some other special interest group that they don't really care about. If you think for one second that the Democrats truly care about illegals in this country, you're sadly mistaken. They don't care about them. They use them for political gain. That's all it is. And they say that when we want to protect an American citizen like a Molly Tibbetts, you're using her for politics. Really? I even heard, get this, I heard somebody say that the family of Molly Tibbetts would be, they say Molly would be mad that we're going after this illegal. She would be upset that we're using this for political gain. Really? Well, you know what? I don't believe you, number one, and I guess we'll never know, will we? We won't know Molly's views on illegal immigration and illegals in her area or whatever. But I'll tell you this. I suspect that if Molly could look into the future and know what her future held, she would probably take a little different tact on illegals in this country. I'm just guessing. Molly, let's go into the forward-looking machine and let me show you what your very progressive views on illegal immigration forebodes for you. Do you think her family, if we sat down with them and said, hey, listen, I'm 100% in predicting what's going to happen in the future, and an illegal is going to kill your daughter. What do you think about illegals in this country? Would you like me to get rid of this illegal, or do you want him to stay? Oh, we can't mess with time. Let's leave it alone. Let's not worry about, oh my gosh. I know, Kevin, it seems like a tough question. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you told me, Kevin, one of your sons will be killed by an illegal and you can stop it if we deport it. Where is he? Let's go find Raul. I'm not going to second guess it. Let's go find this sucker. I'll get rid of him myself. And I suspect many of you feel the same way. The future, look, I don't know. We're all going to die. I don't know how we're going to die. But I'll tell you this. I don't want it to be at the hands of somebody that it was preventable. in that respect. If you say, Kevin, I mean, look, analyzing death, I'm not going to do it. I think it's morbid. But I don't want to die at the hands of an illegal. I'll tell you that. I would be mad. I would be, keep me alive so I can get him. And I'm telling you, my last thought wouldn't be, Lord, I'm coming to see you. Thank you for the great life you gave me. And, you know, I guess this is how it ends. I wouldn't be saying that. I'd be mad. I don't want to be mad. If I go out on, you know, and whatever, I don't know, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, driving a fast sports car just got too fast. Okay, there it is. Here it is. Lord, take me. But if it was being driven in a taxi by some crazy illegal, I'd be mad. I ain't going to lie to you. The EU is reconsidering its migrants. Yeah, it's reconsidering. Even in you know what's funny about this is Andrew Cuomo granted pardons to 24,000 parolees so they could vote. This included convicted sexual predators, rapists, pedophile, a man known as the voodoo rapist. He also pardoned 7 illegal aliens to help them escape deportation. I'm just saying, this is the world we live in leftism. And while that's going on, you know what the EU is doing? The people that the left always...
Let's look at Europe and how they do things.
Well, you know what Europe is doing? Europe is saying enough is enough. The flow of third world migrants must be brought to a halt, European leaders said over the weekend, with Sebastian Kurz calling for EU nations to begin blocking boats from Africa. Der Standard reported the Austrian chancellor held a telephone conversation with Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat, in which the pair agreed that the situation with migrants being ferried across the Mediterranean was not sustainable. We are both of the opinion that the EU cannot just allow every ship to dock. That's what he said, urging nations in the bloc to close their ports to boats carrying illegal immigrants. Oh, I know. Donald Trump's policies are hated around the world. They're looked at as racist and xenophobic because he doesn't want brown and black people. No, what the EU and every other nation is looking at is Africa's got a lot of space. Africa's got all kinds of things it can do. Okay? All kinds of things it can do to manage its humanitarian crisis. And you know what it does? It does absolutely nothing. Given that we ship tons of money to them through our own charitable efforts, we've got the International Monetary Fund, we've got the World Bank, we've got the Red Cross and all kinds of people over there volunteering. 65.3 million people are on the run, mostly from Africa and the Middle East, and they want to blame the European countries and the United States and so on and so forth. According to a statement from Austria's federal chancellery that got published recently, he said that these migrant-laden vessels should be stopped at the EU's external border and asylum seekers return to their countries of origin or delivered to a safe third country on mainland Africa. So the EU has gotten smart, and they're following the Trump doctrine. Oh, there's another country. Have you heard about this one? Hungary. They've decided to go Trumpian as well. This is from MRC TV. Hungary's parliament just passed the Stop Soros law criminalizing facilitating illegal immigration, named after George Soros' nasty reputation for financially supporting illegal Muslim immigrants. The asylum system in European countries has been abused for a long time, according to the BBC. Hungary says immigration threatens its national security, but its hardline stance and new law have faced widespread international criticism. Hungary is smart if it adopts this Trumpian approach and says, you know what, to heck with what the world wants to make us believe about what we know to be true. Yeah, so say this, though there are some critiques across the globe, Hungarians really backed this move. The vote for the Stop Soros law won overwhelmingly. Here's the numbers. 159 yeas and only 5 dissents. Is that a sign for you? I'm pointing my finger at you. Are you understanding what's happening around the world? The world is waking up to what we are exporting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.